Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Welcome, and thank you for joining this week's podcast with the Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams. In this week's message, the Archbishop shows us the power of God's Word and how it equips believers to overcome every spiritual challenge. You will be equipped to understand the power and authority rooted in His Word and how to resist the enemy and walk in divine victory. Know today that this is God's Word of empowerment for you. Be inspired as you listen.
There are certain scriptures He doesn't want us to know and to understand. And so before we get into the meat of the word today, we want to consider and look at what are some of those scriptures the devil doesn't want the believer to know. Number one, John chapter 1 from verse 1 to 4.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men.
Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that all things, visible and invisible, they were created and subject to the Word. And God can do nothing for you and I outside of the boundaries of His Word. God doesn't respond to your feelings, your emotions, logic, philosophy, skill, reasoning, put it all together. He doesn't respond to any of those things. He responds to His Word. And also understand that the elements of creation respond to what created them, the Word. That is what they respect and fear. And so, if you want to deal with God and the elements of creation, you must have understanding of Scripture, because if you don't understand Scripture, you are a joke. They don't respect logic. Demons are not afraid of our education, our degrees, PhD. They don't value any of those things because they are better than that. They have no value and respect for reasonings and our argument and our intellect and intelligence and skills and experience. Those things don't move them. What moves them and what they are subject to and they comply to is what created them. The Word that created all things. Now come with me to Psalm 138 verse 2. Psalm 138 verse 2.
I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name.
Magnify what? His word above all his name. Keep that in mind. Hebrews 11 and 3. Hebrews 11 and 3.
Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God.
The worlds were framed or created by the word of God. Go ahead.
So the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3.
Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power.
Upholding what?
All things
by the word of his power. Go ahead.
When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high.
Psalm 62 verse 11.
God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God.
You need to settle this, that power belongs to God. Once he has spoken, twice we have heard, that he is the source of all power. So, it doesn't matter what power is making noise out there. The source of all power is the Lord Jesus. The source of all power is Jesus. Somebody say, all power belongs to Jesus. You need to settle that if you are going to be able to confront the enemy and not be afraid or intimidated or threatened by the enemy or the elements of creation. You must know who power belongs to. Matthew 28:18.
And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Some power.
No, sir.
Some power. Some powers. But what? All power in heaven and in earth is mine. He said, I own it. It's mine. You must believe this. You must understand this. If you are going to confront the adversary in this life, you must have this understanding that all power belongs to Jesus. That is the basis of the argument. That is the basis of the enforcement. You cannot enforce what is written if you don't have the understanding that the power of your enforcement or audacity to confront anything in life has to do with this fact that all power belongs to Jesus. Luke chapter 10 verse 19.
Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents.
The word power here means exousia, authority, not dunamos. This is authority over all the power of the enemy. Go ahead.
Power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all
making
the power
authority
of
to tread.
New King James, please.
New King James,
Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions.
Yes, sir.
And over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means touch you.
You must have that understanding that you and I, by scripture, whether you believe it or not, it is what it is. That authority has been delegated and given to you and I, conferred on us, to trample upon serpents and scorpions and over all the ability of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. You got to settle that in your heart before you confront the enemy. Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 20 to 23.
Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly place. Far above all principality and power.
Far above some.
No, sir.
Above. He didn't say above. He said, not just above, but what? Far above. Some principalities.
No, sir.
But what? Say all means all.
All means all.
Visible or invisible. All principality and power and might. And every name which is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. My God. Every word, name. So fear is a name. Shame is a name. Intimidation is a name. Rejection is a name. Every name bows to the name of Jesus. Anything that has a name must bow to the name of Jesus. Put your hands together and say yes. Another scripture the devil doesn't want us to know and understand. James 4:7. James chapter 4 verse 7.
Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you.
He doesn't want us to know and understand that we can put him to flight. He doesn't want you to know that. But if we submit to God's authority, without compromise in our life, total obedience and submission to God's authority, we have the right to resist. And if we resist in the name of Jesus, based on authority of scripture, he must flee. He must flee. You can put the enemy to flight. You can put the devil to flight. Turn to somebody and say, do you know that you can put the devil to flight? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. That is what the scripture says. And I believe the word of God than any other thing. God cannot lie. John 17:17. John 17:17.
Sanctify them through word. Through thy truth. Thy word is truth.
What is true?
Thy word is
what
truth.
What is true?
Thy word is truth.
Is the word of God true? Then put your hands together and say amen. Now, give me Psalm 119 verse 89. 119 verse 89.
Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled
for
in
what?
Heaven. Forever.
For what?
Forever, O
for
Lord.
What?
Forever.
Ever. Thy word is what? Settled. Listen, heaven. It is a settled deal. It's a done deal. It's irrevocable. It is not negotiated. It's not subject to parliamentary debate or negotiation. Come on, somebody. See, I hear you. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6.
And has raised us up together.
Has raised him up.
No, sir.
But who?
Us.
Who are the us? Come on. Tell somebody, you are the us. You are the us. Has raised what?
Us up together.
Together. Raise him up.
Who?
Alone.
No, sir.
But raise who up?
Us.
Us. To what?
Together.
To what?
Together.
Come on, say together, together, together,
together, together.
Use the word together, together,
together.
Say we are raised up together, together.
Up together.
Go ahead.
And made us sit together in heavenly
make
places.
Him sit. Make
no,
him
sir.
Sit.
No, sir.
Make him sit.
No, sir.
But make who?
Us.
Sit.
Together in
together.
Heavenly places.
Do you know where you are seated? Turn to someone and say, you. Do you know where you are seated? Tell someone, in the realms of the spirit, you are seated together with the Lord Jesus in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers, dominions. Come on, somebody. Do you understand? Understandest thou what you are hearing? Ask somebody, you understandest thou what you are hearing? Do you understand it? That is where your place is. Go ahead. Seated together.
Seated together.
Uh-huh.
In heavenly places in Christ.
In heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Say yes. Come with me to Colossians chapter 1, 16 to 18.
For by him were all things created.
By who?
By Jesus Christ our Lord.
Who is him? Him is the word. For the word was God. And the word took flesh and dwell among us. So him is the word. And by him the word, where all things was
created,
that are in
heaven and
that
are
in earth,
visible and invisible,
go ahead.
Whether they be
thrones
or dominions,
principalities,
powers,
and the word powers mean plural, all kinds of power.
All things were created by him and for him.
All things were created by him and for him. Go ahead.
And he's above all things.
Above all things.
And by him all things consist.
All things consist by him.
And he is the head of the body.
He's
the church.
Head of the body.
Which is the church. Which is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. That in all things he might have the preeminence.
Now, move your leg. Move your leg. Move your leg. Is your leg part of your body? So whatever is under your leg is under your body. Hello? Is that correct? Are you part of the body? Is Jesus the head of the church? Are you a member of the church? Are you part of the body? So whatever is under the body, under the feet of the body is under your feet. Because you are part of the body. Jesus is the head of the body. So what is under the feet of the body is under your feet. You see, the devil does not want us to know this scripture. So he wants us to be ignorant. 2 Corinthians 2:11.
That Satan should get an advantage of us. For we are not ignorant of his devices.
So maintenance of ignorance is the advantage of the enemy. And the number one enemy to our faith is ignorance of scripture. Matthew 22:29.
And Jesus answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God.
So you cannot have the power of God if you don't know the scriptures. Knowledge of the scriptures gives you power. Somebody use the word power. It's too weak. That's why you don't have power. Come on, say it. Come on, scream it. It's the knowledge of scripture that gives us power. Say, I hear you. All things consist by him. And give me Colossians 2:10. Colossians 2:10.
And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power.
Who is the head of all principalities and powers?
Where?
He didn't say what? All principality and power. You are complete in who? In him. Complete in the one who is the head of all principality and power. That is your Lord. That is your master. Your master is the head of all principality and power. Come on, is somebody hearing me? Do you feel me? If you feel me, say something. Come on. All principality and power. He is the head of all principality and power. See, I hear you. Matthew 18:18.
Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
Now we are waiting for God to bind some things that we don't like. And we are waiting for him to loose some things that we need. But God is waiting on you and I to bind so he can enforce what we bind. He's waiting on us to loose so he can enforce it. So until we bind and we lose, heaven can do nothing. Daddy Hagin said one day the Lord appeared to him. Every now and then Jesus will appear to him and talk to him about scripture and give him insight. And this particular day Jesus had come, they were talking, and he was downloading some heavy duty revelation. And suddenly a demon came between the two of them, interrupting the conversation. And Jesus didn't stop. He kept on talking. And he couldn't hear what Jesus was saying. And he was expecting Jesus to rebuke the demon. And the Lord did nothing. So after a while, he got provoked and said, in the name of Jesus, get out! And the demon disappeared immediately. So he said to the Lord, why didn't you do something? And Jesus said, I can't. You have the power of attorney. I've said that in my name, you will cast out devils. In my name. Go to Mark chapter 16, verse 17.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils.
So he said, you cast out devils. I don't cast out devils. You did. Yeah. So he said, I was expecting you to cast it out. And Jesus said, no, I'm not going to cast it out. You have the mandate. You have been given the authorization and the power of attorney to act on my behalf using my name. And in my name, they will comply. So you do it, not me. And that is the problem of the church. The devil has convinced us to wait till the Lord moves. And the Lord said, I'm waiting for you to move. And so whatever it is, that is in contradiction. Whatever doesn't line up with God's intent and plan for our life, we have the right to bind it. And we have the right to release the manifestation of what God has said. Say yes. Can somebody put your hands together? And one of the prayers we need to pray like never before is Ephesians 1:17-19. Ephesians 1:17-19 is a prayer every believer must pray on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ,
yes,
the Father of glory,
uh-huh,
may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation,
so
in the knowledge of him.
Wisdom is a spirit. Hear me. Wisdom is a spirit. And wisdom is not in your head. Wisdom is transferred to your spirit. It's spirit to spirit. Wisdom is a spirit. Wisdom is not an idea, nor a thought, nor an imagination. Wisdom is a spirit. And is impacted into your spirit and into my spirit. Go ahead.
And the Father may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation,
mm-hmm,
in the knowledge of him.
Mm-hmm.
The eyes of your understanding being enlightened.
So that we need that enlightenment. Lift up your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. I expel every spiritual blindness. Say, I expel every darkness. I bind every darkness. And I release light. I release illumination. In the name of Jesus, say, I bind darkness. I bind blindness. Any kind of form of blindness, I bind you in the name of Jesus. And I release light, light, light. Let there be light. Put your hands together. Say, I bind the darkness. I expel the blindness. I release light. I command light. Let there be light in the name of Jesus. Amen.
That you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of inheritance in the saints.
In the saints. So this was not written to unbelievers. This was written to believers. So it stands to reason logically that you can be a believer and still have the eyes of your understanding blinded. You can be a believer and the eyes of your understanding will still not be enlightened. And you will not know what the hope of his calling is and what the riches of the inheritance in the saints are. You can be a believer and still not have it. So being a believer is not enough. You need to specifically and deliberately, you must be deliberate about praying on daily basis. Enlighten down my eyes that I might see the hope of your calling and the riches of the inheritance that are in the saints.
And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us word,
yes, sir,
who believe according to the working of his mighty power?
Yes, sir. Psalm 13, verse 3.
Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death.
Again.
Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death.
So, you need to know these scriptures. And you need to pray this prayer. This was a king, David. The king of Israel, the state of Israel. He was a king, a priest. He had an army, air force, secret service, everything at his disposal. But one day he woke up and he realized that it's not enough to have all these things at your disposal. I need my eyes to be enlightened. To know things so that the enemy doesn't take advantage of my ignorance. Amen? Okay, I want to take some few minutes, about 30 minutes, and break down some things to you. I want to talk to you this morning about the importance of building up your spirit, man. Building up your spirit. Because one of the things we do is everyone hearing me in person, online, you're going to wake up and all you are chasing after and all you are doing is for the benefit of your body. Ignoring your spirit. And yet, without your spirit, your body is dead. You are a dead man and a dead woman when your spirit leaves you. And the reason why a lot of people don't age well is because their spirit is anemic. Their spirit is not strong to hold them up, to undergird them. I was dealing with a gentleman, we spoke yesterday, he had cancer. And I was telling the doctor is here, and I said, do you know the secret of his recovery and healing? Throughout the cancer, every time I engage him, the guy is laughing and quoting scripture. Laughing and quoting scripture. And I used to look at him and I said, is this guy aware of what he's going through? And the medical reports that were coming were very dangerous. Anytime I saw the result, I said to Doc, I said, Doc, he said, Papa, you need to pray. I said, but the man himself, he's not very concerned about what you and I are concerned about. Do you see his attitude? And it was because of the state of his spirit. His spirit was strong. He was overriding the cancer by his spirit. And the last time we saw the result, his result, his prostrate has reduced to that of like a 30-year-old boy. The cancer has disappeared. Totally disappeared and left his body. And I'll show you what makes that happen. So you can live in this world. If all you do is spend time building your body, exercising, making money, building houses, buying the best, saving money all over the place, busy. All you are doing is spending time to build your body and ignore your spirit, I guarantee you, make no mistake, a day is coming. A day is coming when the enemy will knock at your door and say, let me in. And you have nothing to resist. You have nothing to command him to stand down. You cannot say, stand down, relinquish your weapons and your powers, pass over this house. You can't say it. Because you are spiritually anemic. Come with me. Look at James chapter 2 verse 26. James 2 26.
For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.
So what does this mean? He said, as the body without the spirit is dead. So without your spirit, your body is dead. Whenever you hear somebody is dead, the spirit of the person has departed and has left the body. The reason why God speaks to us through dreams is because most time when we are awake, we are so distracted by everything that even though God is speaking, we can't hear him. So he has to wait for you to go to bed. When your senses and everything are shut down, then he can bypass your senses and your logic and all your philosophies and argument and deal with your spirit. Because God does not speak to our mind. He doesn't speak to your reasoning, your experience, your logic, your philosophy. God is a spirit and he deals with the spirit of man. Amen. Come with me to John chapter 4, verse 24.
God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him with their logic, with their reasoning, with their academic capabilities, and their degrees and masters. Hello? And their PhDs. You are joking. This world is sick. The devil is so good that he fools people thinking that I have a PhD. So demons are not afraid of PhD. They invented it. They are masters of it. So they have no regard for your PhD and your argument and your logic and your philosophy. They have no respect for it. They respect one that knows the word that created them. When the devil met Jesus, he tempted him and said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. And Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Jesus was making reference to scripture and said, devil, man does not live by bread alone. There's another bread that came down from heaven. And Satan said, okay, I see you know the scripture. So he said, it is written, God has given his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Therefore, why don't you just do what I'm telling you? The angels will catch you. So the devil himself knows that God has given his angels charge over us. He himself knows it. He's aware. He knows the scriptures too. Amen. So come back to James 2, 26.
For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.
So get it. Faith without works is being given a check. You need money. You are broke. I give you a check. You go and put the check under your bed, under your pillow. It's not going to help you. You must cash the check. And the scriptures are checks that God has given to you and I. We cash it by confessing what is written. If we don't give voice to what is written, if we don't confess what we believe and what is written, we don't have it. So faith without works is hearing the word and not confessing and acting upon what you've heard. You just hear it, but you don't confess it. Come with me to Psalm 107 verse 2. Psalm 107 verse 2.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Let the redeemed of the Lord keep silent.
Oh, sir.
Let the redeemed of the Lord be quiet.
Oh, sir.
But what?
Say so.
But what?
Say so.
So until you say so, you are not redeemed. Until you say so, you are not redeemed. You say so, Saying so is enforcing what is said or what is written. And the basis of the enforcement is what is written. So if you don't enforce what is written, it doesn't work. Let the Redeemer of the Lord
say so.
Let the Redeemer of the Lord
say so.
Let the Redeemer of the Lord
say so.
Is anybody saying so? Let the Redeemer of the Lord
say so. Whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy.
Revelation 12:11. Revelation 12:11.
And they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
You see, they overcame by what? The blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. What is the word of their testimony? When you say so. 2 Corinthians 4:13. 2 Corinthians 4:13. We have the same
spirit of faith, according as it is written. Mm-hmm. I believed, and therefore have I spoken.
When you believe, what do you do?
You speak.
When you believe, what do you do?
You speak.
When you speak, what does that mean? Cashing the check. So when you take the check, or you take the scripture, and you don't confess, it means you don't believe. If you believe, you say so. He said, according as it is written, we believe, and therefore we have what? Spoken. Look at it.
We also believe and therefore speak.
We also believe and therefore we keep quiet.
No, we speak.
We believe and therefore we keep silent.
No, sir.
We also believe and therefore we
speak.
Therefore we
speak.
Turn to somebody and say, if you believe, you will speak. Go to Romans chapter 10. And start from verse 8.
But what saith it?
Uh-huh.
The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth.
Uh-huh.
And in thy heart.
Uh-huh.
That is the word of faith which we preach.
Uh-huh. Verse 9.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth
if
the Lord
thou
Jesus.
Shall,
confess.
If thou shalt.
Confess.
If thou shalt keep silent.
No, sir.
If thou shalt be quiet.
No, sir.
But if thou shalt.
Confess with thy mouth
uh-huh.
the Lord Jesus.
Uh-huh.
And shall believe in thine heart
uh-huh.
that God hath raised him from the dead,
uh-huh.
thou shalt be saved.
Okay, verse 10.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness.
So you believe by what?
By the heart.
You believe with the
heart.
And with the
mouth confession is made unto salvation.
So you can believe, but if you don't confess, you are not saved. Let the Redeemer of the Lord keep quiet. Let the Redeemer of the Lord.
Say
so. Let the Redeemer of the Lord
say so.
Until you say what the Bible says the blood of Jesus have done in your life, you are not saved. And the word is the basis for enforcement. And the blood is the proof of our redemption or the title deed of our redemption. See, I hear you. Come with me to 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 5, verse 23.
And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
So it's clear, it's established here that man is a spirit, he has a soul which is made of your five senses and he lives in a body. So man is not a soul and man is not flesh and blood. Man is a spirit. And God deals with our spirit. You know, it's like you are watching CNN and there's a very important documentary on BBC. And I call you and I say, tune in to BBC. There's something you must hear. And you can't tune in to BBC. You can't get to BBC. So you can't hear and you are not seeing the documentary because you are on a different channel. You're on CNN. And until you switch from CNN to BBC, you can't hear you can't see and hear what is on BBC. You know what the problem of us is? We are on the channel I call it channel canal. Say channel canal. Say channel flesh and blood. Say channel logic and philosophy. Say channel reasoning. So God is on channel spirituality, and because you're on the wrong channel, even though God is speaking, and there is a documentary on Channel Spirituality until you switch and move from channel carnality to channel spirituality. Even though God is speaking, you will not hear it. You can't hear because you're on the wrong channel, and a lot of you are on the wrong channel throughout the week, throughout the year. The only channel you tune into is channel carnality and channel reasoning, channel philosophy, channel PhD and logic, channel English. The Bible didn't say any of those channels cast out devil. He didn't say in the name of philosophy or logic or reasoning or ability, experience, capacity or money shall you cast out demons. He said, In my name. Whosoever shall call upon the name of logic and philosophy and degrees and experience, capacity and ability shall be delivered. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27.
The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly.
Hear me. The spirit of what?
Man.
He didn't say the logic of man. God does not speak to your logic, nor your PhD. Now, there's nothing wrong about all this PhD and everything. But for whatever reason, the devil has fooled us. Got PhD. Went to Yale, Oxford, Princeton, and Harvard. You know what I'm saying? Get it all. The day a mosquito demon slaps you, quote your PhD. And the demon will stand there looking at you and will say, you think we respect PhD? Give me a chance, Ojari. Say something that I can respect. And you don't know anything. You are just standing there. Your spirit is anemic. God does not speak to logic or philosophy. For the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. What does it mean? It means that God will enlighten, guide you, speak to you by your spirit. Not by your reasoning. Kudali kasala. Amakasum. Kilun kawahasan. Hey, lukutung kusala mahasa. I pity people who just walk around boasting of their PhD, and they've taught their children to go to the best of school. There's nothing wrong. I send my children to the best of school. But I'm telling you something. If you don't give them the knowledge of God and the knowledge of scripture, a day will come when trial hits them, when the storms of life come their way, all those PhDs and education you've given them cannot stand a chance. When a demon of cancer attacks them, makatulung kifang sulung wahasalang kinunduku wasalia ukutung kasala. That's why the Hebrew children, at the age of 12 years, they are taught to recite and to memorize and to rehearse the whole Torah. The Torah. At the age of 12, they must rehearse the Torah. Malakun salah. Itulakun saki. You are sitting there deceived and fooled, and think that you pay school, you send your children to the best of school, and yet they have no knowledge of God in them. And when the challenges of life hit them, they don't know what to do. They cry, Mommy, Daddy, my God, which God? Tolakun salah. You've never taken time to teach them the word of God and the ways of God. All you've taught them is to spend time on their body and ignore their spirit. But the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. And if your spirit is not in tune and you are on the wrong channel, God can be speaking on other channels and you never get it. Romans chapter 1 verse 9. Romans chapter 1 verse 9.
For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit.
Who I serve with my reasoning.
No, sir.
Who I serve with my logic.
No, sir.
Who I serve with my PhD.
No, sir.
With my capacity.
No, sir.
With my skill.
No, sir.
And my ability.
No, sir.
Who I serve with what? My spirit. Kalafa, Leisukum, Kafandu Salia, Ayalakutum Kisalan. Let the spirit in you come alive today. I said, let the spirit in you come alive. Put your hands there and say, oh spirit within me, come alive. Come alive. Oh spirit within, come alive. We ignore it. We pay attention to everything and ignore our spirit man. So even when you are in, when you have a dream, you see cats and snakes and mosquitoes and monkeys chasing you. You don't have power. Your spirit is weak. Your spirit is anemic. You can't fight anything. You are brilliant. You fed your mind, your soul, your intellect, starving your spirit. So your spirit can't handle anything. God can't communicate to you. He can't reveal anything. Sometimes, revelations will turn. I tell Bishop Boda and Bishop Yanko, I said, no, don't tell this person. And I said, these people, they are not spiritual. They won't get it. They will misunderstand. They will think you are trying to manipulate them. You want something from them. I said, just leave them alone. And a day will come when all the money you have amassed and saved, the day the enemy knocks at your door. Maluku Salah, Makasulu Mutuluku San, Kafalinda Masa. That day you realize the need of spirituality, and it will be too late because you never took time to build your spirit. How many hours in a day do you take and spend to be in the Word, to feed your spirit, to pray? Tomorrow morning, a lot of you are not going to come to command your week. No. You won't watch it online. You won't come in person. You are busy. You got to get to work. You got deals to make, transactions to carry out. No time for your spirit man. Spend all your time just making deals and cutting deals and making money. And if your confidence is derived from money and material things, you are to be pitied. Bulu. Bishop, it's an makam. I need to say it. Yeah, I have to say these things because some of you have been so bewitched and so deceived and so seduced that you think everything about life is money and acquiring and having access and power and evil. One of these days, lo kasala, imandu kasalin. Kedu wasan ahantu sun kiludukun sukufu sans. I told a certain guy some time ago. He goes to places and whites are talking. He said, oh, the president has just called me. The president. Okay, I got to leave. Then he leaves home. So somebody comes and said, Papa, this is your guy. The president is calling him all the time. I said, well, he does have access anyway. Then the president was no more. Then he disappeared. So I saw him one time and I said, the president is calling you. Check your phone. The president is calling you. He said, Papa. I said, you are Papa. I mean, the president is calling you. Put your confidence in men who can die anytime. Men who can predict their own future. Tulaki Salah. Put your confidence in the arm of flesh. Curses any man who put his trust in the arm of flesh. Trust in a man. And you don't take your time to build your spirit. You never pray the whole week. And when you come to church, you are not involved in the service. That's why you run to places to seek other protection and you compromise. They give you some things for special power, special protection. What are you talking about? Somebody gave me something some years ago. Very powerful person. He said it's for a good luck. And I said, I don't believe in good luck. I am fortified and insulated in the blood. Say, I insulate myself in the blood of Jesus. What kind of good luck? Take your good luck with yourself, Ojare. Leave me alone. Amen. Let's move on quickly. I serve him with my spirit.
For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his son.
He said, I serve. Now, Paul was a lawyer. He was one of the best attorney of all times. And he said, with all my intellectual capability and my knowledge of the law. Yet, I don't serve him with the law or the knowledge of the law. I serve him with my spirit. God is a spirit. God doesn't speak to your feelings or your logic or your reasoning. Those of you waiting for God to come and talk, he's not going to speak to you. He will speak through your spirit. And if you don't build your spirit and keep your spirit intact, you know, the other day, I got this machine that I use to check my pressure every now and then. And I put it on, and I was pressing the machine, and it wasn't coming on. It was off. So I called one of the gentlemen in my house, and I said, the machine is not. He said, oh, I'm sorry. There's no battery in it. So he came and put in the battery. As soon as the battery went in, it started working. Then it dawned on me, that is the spirit. Without the spirit, you have the gadget. Beautiful, smells good and everything, but it won't work. It won't work. And God wants to speak to every one of you, but as long as you are on the wrong channel, he can't reach you. He can't reach you. And God is not going to come and beg you to get on the right channel. No, you must tune in. Change the channel and the frequency. And see God talk to you and show you things to come. Yeah. He wants to show you things to come. But he can't do it because you're on the wrong channel. Channel canality. Proverbs 18 and verse 4.
The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear?
Give me NLT, another translation. Listen.
The human spirit can endure a sick body, but who can bear a crushed spirit?
That crushed, a spirit that is anemic. He said the human spirit can handle a sick body. So when you are sick and you are weak physically, your spirit can uphold your body. It will preserve you. Your spirit will preserve your body. Because without the spirit, the body is dead. So as long as the spirit is strong and alive, it will maintain the body. But he said, a spirit that is anemic and weak spiritually, who can handle it? Maliko Musala. Ekala kusuluku san kifon kusalahada. Oh, kahazia. Mo sidakun kilakunda kasalima mahasala kasun. You can look at me any way you want to look at me. I'm building up my spirit, if you don't know. When I'm firing in tongues, I'm building up my spirit and strengthening my body so I can finish my message. If you like, come and stand here for 1 hour. Take the microphone and preach with me. You will jigger very soon. You think I just stand here like that? No. I'm loaded. Kalubasa. And whenever I feel that I'm dropping, I say, Luka Silan, hey, Musukuluka Dahan, Ayala Kasundawa, Asakandulati. I switch to another frequency. Somebody say, switch, 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 switch. Amen. Romans 8:14. Romans 8:14.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
As many as are led by philosophy, logic, masters, PhDs. But as many as are what? Led
by the Spirit of God.
By the Spirit of God. Do you have the Spirit of God? Do you know the Spirit of God? Do you respect the Spirit of God? Do you pay attention? Ignore him. Ignore him. You know, I was listening to a preacher, very powerful preacher, has a powerful following. And I was telling Rosa and Bishop Uboda yesterday, I said, I listened to this guy from the beginning to the end. He never mentioned the word of God. He never mentioned the name of Jesus. He never mentioned the Holy Spirit or God. and his argument logically was very sound. But then I said to myself, what is the basis of the enforcement of what he's saying? Because you don't fight demons with logic. Demons don't fear your logic. They don't fear your English. English is somebody's language. They don't fear your English. They don't fear any language. And so I said, aha, I now understand. And yet people follow him. Great following. I even, at a point, I got carried away. Yeah. Because the thing was so, it made sense. It was sound logically. But then I questioned myself. And I said, what is the basis of the enforcement of what he's saying? It cannot be logic. It cannot be philosophy. It cannot be chemicals or hormones. So what is the basis of the enforcement? There was no scripture. Then I said, deception, the line between truth and deception is very thin line. So I said to Bishop, and Bishop, I listened, and I said, Bishop, check his doctrine. Yet he has followed. And these are the people that, people who are into logic and philosophy and things, sit down and they talk you into things and they build up the argument and use the right terminology and everything, and they snare people away from the word of God. Hear me. I am not the basis of enforcement. Archbishop Duncan Williams is not the basis of enforcement. The word is. The word of God is. Scripture is. Not me. Talukasa. Ilei tukumasala. Hey! Hey!
Hey!
Hear me. I know my style may not be acceptable to you PhD holders. And those of you who believe in logic, I'm not that kind. I'm raw. For the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Somebody say force. So if you're expecting to stand in the pulpit and be all pepper, and read my prayers, you are joking. I don't read my prayers. So. Yeah. When I was asked to pray, at the first time when President Trump came, I sent the prayers. They asked me, send your prayers. Everything you are going to say, send it. I sent the prayers and everything to them. They went through it. They approved it. Then the day came. When I stood there to pray, the thing came upon me. And I started firing. Yeah. Yes, fire. What will you do to me? You won't invite me anymore. Who cares? I can't stand there and pray, our Father, our God, and help in ancient past. No. I will fire. Father, in the name of Jesus. Hey! I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't know how to stand there and read prayer. No. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Out of where? Your belly. Out of your belly shall flow rivers
of living water. Yeah, yeah.
Sing it.
Out of my belly,
put your hands on your stomach.
Shall flow rivers of living water. Yeah, yeah.
Romans 8:11, quickly.
But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead,
the logic,
no sir.
The philosophy,
no sir.
The PhD,
no sir.
Now I'm not saying these things are wrong. Oh yeah, We have a lot of PhD in this house. I respect them. I respect them. I pray for them to win, to pass and everything. I like that. But when it comes to the spirit quickening your body, it's not PhD. So stop intimidating us. Tell somebody, stop the ahunihuna. Yeah, stop there. Put your PhD aside. Get hold of the spirit. But if the spirit of who?
Of him.
Go ahead.
That raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you.
Uh-huh.
He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal
body.
Who
quickens? Who quickens? Who quickens? Come on, talk to me. Who quickens?
The spirit.
It's the spirit that quickens.
Shall quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit.
By his
spirit. That dwelleth in you.
That dwelleth in you. Come with me to John chapter 6, verse 63. John chapter 6, verse 63.
It is the spirit that quickeneth.
It's the spirit that what?
That quickeneth.
The spirit that what?
Quickeneth.
The spirit that what?
Quickeneth.
Come on, talk to me. The spirit that what?
Quickeneth.
Listen, I'm in charge of this class. And if you don't follow my instruction, I will fail you. You won't pass. Come on, somebody. What quickens?
The spirit.
Logic.
No, sir.
Experience.
No, sir.
Contact.
No, sir.
Influence.
No, sir.
Capacity.
No, sir.
Kadula masala.
It is the spirit that quickeneth.
Uh-huh.
The flesh profited nothing.
The what?
The flesh profited
the what?
Nothing.
This flesh you spend time on, it begins from tomorrow. You're on the street, in traffic. Everything is about the flesh. You won't join prayer online. In person, it's all the flesh, and you are acquiring for the flesh, making it for the flesh, building for the flesh, making money for the flesh, contact for the flesh, influence for the flesh. It's all about the flesh. And Jesus said, this flesh profited nothing. Why? Your flesh is already condemned. Minds are waiting to eat your flesh, and your flesh stinks. You're looking at me, it stinks. Yeah. And you are spending all time on the flesh. No time for your spirit. As the body without the spirit is dead. Take time to feed your spirit. You will need him one of these days.
Look, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Jesus said the words I'm speaking to, they are spirit. They are life. They are not flesh and blood. They are not carnal. But spirit and life. Oh, look at Job 32 and verse 8.
But there is a spirit in man.
Uh-huh.
And the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding.
There is a logic in man.
Oh.
There is a philosophy in man. There is an influence in man.
Oh.
There is an access and contact and money in man.
Oh.
There is an education in man. I'm not overriding those things. But I'm talking about the spirit. There is what? A spirit where in man. And the inspiration of Adonai giveth him what? Inspiration. Or understanding. Understanding doesn't come to your natural senses or philosophy or logic. Understanding comes to the spirit within man. And we make no time for our spiritual man. We don't feed the word. We don't feed our spirit with the word. We don't worship. We don't praise. We don't pray. Everything is about the flesh. And when even it's time to go to bed, you are so tired. So tired that you can't open your mouth and spend time to pray. So you fall into a deep sleep and the demons come. Ko-ko-ko. Ko-ko-ko. And you wake up with some bad dream. You don't even know what to do. Your flesh is controlling you. Your flesh is governing you. And Jesus said, the flesh profited what? Nothing. Nothing. I'm not saying you shouldn't exercise. I exercise. Let me see how many steps you have to do. It will come. By the time I end my day, I'll be hitting about 20,000 or 22,000 steps. Are you hearing me? But demons don't worry. Listen, demons are not worried about your steps. You are not afraid of your steps. God doesn't speak to your steps. Madam Step. Mr. Steps. 22,000 steps. My yadi epa. Bulu. I'm saying those things to wake you up. Because some of you are too deep in your foolishness and stupidity. I got to say some of the, you should hear some of the things Jesus used, some of the words. He called the king fox. Yeah. Sometimes you have to use some of these strong words to wake people up. Because people just spend all their life and time on physical things, flesh and blood, body that profits nothing. And they glory in the flesh. And they walk around arrogant and so proud, thinking that they have arrived and so connected, so powerful, and they have deep pockets, they are sitting pretty. Please, when I see those kind, I pity them. I'm telling you. I really pity them because I've seen some powerful people. I've seen some things. I was telling somebody the other day, I said, if we study history, we'll be humble. When I saw Saddam in a hole with millions of dollars, I said, look at it. He and his God and what he trusted in were all in a hole. When look at great Gaddafi with all his trillions of dollars in a hole, and the Hitlers of Germany and the emperors of Rome, the pharaohs of Egypt, the Mobutus of the DRC. And I still see people priding themselves in peanuts, in crumbs, in the latest cars. They drive it flashy all over the place. I look at them and I say, look at this fool. Tell somebody, look at this fool, look at this fool. Tell them, you are not a fool, you are not a fool. I'm talking about the fools, not you, the fools. Amen. Galatians chapter 5 verse 17.
The sinful nature wants to do evil, mm-hmm. which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. Mm-hmm. And the Spirit gives us desires that are opposite to what the sinful nature desires. Mm-hmm. Those two forces are constantly fighting each other. Mm-hmm. So you are not free to carry out your intention.
The Spirit wants dominance over the flesh. And the flesh wants dominance over the spirit. Who are you going to yield to? Who will you yield to? Okay, let's finish. Romans chapter 8, verse 5 to 8, NLT.
Those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things.
Yeah.
But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit.
What controls you? What controls your desires? What drives you? Go ahead.
So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death.
Mm-hmm.
But letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. For the sinful nature is always hostile to God.
Mm-hmm.
It never did obey God's laws, and it never will. That's why those who are still under the control of their sinful nature can never please God.
Period. Never. Sit in church and you are rebellious, disobedient, challenge and question everything. You are not submissive to the word. That's why you can't resist the devil. Submit yourself to God. If you are not submitted to God, you can't resist the enemy. First Corinthians 3:1.
And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes.
That was Paul. Paul said, I was loaded. I came with a message, but I couldn't deliver it because you can't handle it. You were on a different frequency. And I kept insisting, change the channel, because I have an information. It's on a different channel, but you won't switch from channel canal or channel canality to channel spirituality. I couldn't. Your value system is bad. Your value system is weak. So I couldn't communicate to you. I'm telling you. I see a lot, and it breaks my heart. A prophet came to me the other time. Young guy, very, very sharp. One of my sons. And he told me something about somebody. I said, Papa, please, please. You have to let him know. I said, no, I'm sorry, I can't do it. He said, why? I said, he's not a spiritual person. If I call him, he'll think I want something, and I don't want anything from him. He said, Papa, but if you don't want him, I said, listen, don't quote me scripture. I know scripture. I have the right to choose to do it or not to do it. And I said, this one, I won't want him. If he's perishing his sin, it's because he refused and rejected the message of God. I said, I know him very well. He won't even respond to the call. So I'm not going to waste my time to even dial his number for him to reject my call or for him not to return. I won't do it. I said, you got the message. You are the seer. Go find him. I said, I will not be held responsible. It wasn't revealed to me. It was revealed to you. So go find him. Go. In the name of Jesus, go. Why are you coming to tell me? If God wanted me to tell him, he would have shown it to me. He didn't show it to me. So why are you coming to put your responsibility on me? It's not my responsibility. I said, I can't do it. He said, Baba, if you don't. And I said, I know what you are saying, but I cannot tell him. If he perish, he perish. Let the things he has confidence in save him. He doesn't have confidence in the Lord. He believes in other things. So let the things he believes in deliver him.
Turn it in my favor.
We know you are blessed by that word of God and look forward to you joining the messages of the Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams again. For more information on our events, books, and messages, please visit NDW Ministries online at www.ndwministries.org or call our offices on +1 877 361 5111. Once again, thank you for joining the Archbishop today. And may you continue to experience the life-transforming power of God's blessings.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26767 6055. +233 26767 6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.